Enjoy.
Do you like Sugarloaf?
Yeah. Nice dog.
Good. It's quite far from everything.
Bringing home the number 13 onto the podium. No superstitions for you?
I try to put that on the side of my head when I'm racing, but yeah, I still think about it. And you know, even this week, the pit numbers were 13. So,
really? So then it's a good thing, because then it's a sign.
Maybe it's a good sign. Yeah, I take it positive. I have the name of my daughter written on my bike, so it could only be luck.
That's awesome. Trickiest day in a long time, but that almost plays to your strength.
Yeah, I think like you said, I think it was one of the toughest races I've ever done. Not in terms of liaison or length of the stage, but just the condition. Like, there was, I don't think you can get much worse than what we had on stage 2 and 3 today. So I tried to stay positive, and you know, I feel like in those conditions, the experience is extremely, extremely important. I did make mistakes, no massive, and it paid off. You know, no big crashes and no mechanical. I tried to ride conservative and the fastest I could in those very, very tricky conditions today. Yeah.
You used to be the guy that would never ride conservative. Is it age and experience?
Absolutely, yeah. I was a young dog in the past. I've made tons.
You're still young. Yeah,
but you know, I've been doing this for 10 years now.
Yeah.
And that is making a massive, massive difference in those conditions.
Eddie said it might have almost been better to ride stage 2 and 3 blind, because you know, you would have ridden the trail how it should have been ridden and not how you think it should be ridden.
You know, when you start a stage and you're scared for what's to come, you know it's very, very hard. Yeah. And not just on your ride, but you've got a race.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the changing conditions from practice to race today was massive.
I mean, you have 100, 200 people going on the stage after you finish training.
Exactly. And then you cross little creeks and paddles. And then the track just gets slicker and slicker, and there was no more dirt in there anymore. It was just roots and rocks, and I think the most challenging tracks I've ever ridden, I think, in a race.
It's a tough balance, because we always, as riders, want fresh and new tracks, but they're tough to race on them. Like, what do you think is the ideal solution or situation? Or, you know, we don't want bike park, we want some natural. But yeah, then, I mean, I guess the rain makes fresh cut even that much harder.
I think for me, Whistler was the perfect example of what could have been done at EWS. You know, there were tracks that were ridden in the past, but they did a lot of work on it. But they also closed the tracks before the events. And for me, as an example, the Whistler race was the perfect compromise. Here, yes, we want to ride fresh cuts and we want to ride new trails to be fair for everyone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you have that many riders riding over the weekend and challenging conditions like we had this week, it's dangerous, I think. So, yeah, I think a good experience to have ridden fresher tracks. And it's been a long time, because, you know, you go to Finale or other places and you know the tracks, you know what's going to be ridden. But yeah, being here on the fresh tracks, I was scared. I was that scared that I've put the flat pedals on yesterday.
Oh, we saw that.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Been a very long time, yeah.
Alex Rideau, fourth place, flat pedals.
That's maybe the way to go, yeah.
Nice one, man. Congrats.
Thanks very much.